Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodim Klalam and Aleph in the Lachas of Kriyas Sefer Torah and looking at Simon Chav Kimmel. So he deals with the situation where a person started reading and then he lost his voice. So he had to end. So what do you do when somebody takes over? Hold on, what do you do if something takes over? Now, theoretically, the psukim which have been read, there's no reason to go back and read them again. But the law is that we'd actually go back and read those psukim again, because if we don't, considering the fact that the person who was reading was nishtatek, so he's not able to make the bracha achrona either. He can't say the words. So if he can't say the words, there's no bracha achrona on those psukim that he read. And it's an important, Chazal required that the Kriyas HaTorah has a bracha rishona, bracha achrona on the psukim that are being read. So therefore the next person goes up will need to say a bracha beforehand, repeat those psukim, and then finish off and afterwards. Now that's talking about a case where the oila was the one who was reading. In a case where the shatz would be that would be the situation by the shatz, so the shatz would have to stop, but the oila is able to make the bracha, so it wouldn't be a problem. Now theoretically, somebody else could take over in the middle of Leah for the shots, and somebody else, then the Arlo. But if the situation that the Arlo was affected and he cannot make the bracha achrona, so even though he wasn't the one who was reading, but since he will not be able to make the bracha achrona, somebody has to take over to be able to create a bracha achrona on the psukim. Okay, now in the next simanim, which will continue, Abdallah deals with the halacha that you have to read the Kriyas HaTorah is 10 psukim. The one exception is the Amalek, the and Purim morning we read Vayava Amalek, which is only 9 psukim, because that's the end of an inyan. In a case where by mistake they only read 9 psukim any other time of the year, we say B'di'evid, it's not worse than Purim, which is the Chatzchila, we do 9 psukim. But 8 psukim is a problem. Each Arla has to read 3 psukim. If it reads less than 3 psukim, it's a bracha l'batala. Okay, so in the case we only read 2 psukim, he would have to go back and actually read those 2 psukim plus another one as well. Let's say they read, in Chafei deals with a case where they read 10 psukim, but they skipped the pasuk in the middle. So you read 10 psukim. So on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, the Ikra Kahakpot is reading 10 psukim. So they read 10 psukim, so the fact that they skipped is not ma'akib, but he have it. Shabbos morning, where you have to read the whole parasha. So lachi is that you have to read that pasuk. We can't read only one pasuk at a time. So you have to read 3 psukim. So he would go back and read that pasuk plus 2 more. So he does not have to go back and read the whole parasha al the seder. He just goes back and reads the pasuk that was skipped plus 2 more psukim. Now, similar halacha would be, which is the Chayyim does not talk about, a case where there was a mistake in the kriya of a pasuk. So, the mistake in the kriya of the pasuk, a mistake which would be ma'akev, is if you did not read the pasuk. So again, on Monday and Thursday, in Shabbos Mincha, where the main issue is reading the Tem Sukkim, if Tem Sukkim were read besides this pasuk, so b'di'evid, the toast is not going to be an issue. Whereas Shabbos morning, that's going to be an issue, and again, we would have to go back and correct it. Now, if the person is still in the middle of the aliyah, so we don't go back and make a new bracha, we just go back to the pasuk, which was a mistake, and you would correct that pasuk, and now, pashtus, in that situation, you would read al seder in that situation. The Chatzchila, Chassi deals with the Chatzchila, person should not read over what what the person read beforehand. You read something new. So why was she making a bracha on psukim which are read already? The only in situations where we don't have an option, Eretz Yisrael during the Cholam Sukkos, they're forced to read the same psukim again and again. In Chutz Lars, we end up reading some of the psukim again. Simchas Torah, that which we read the psukim over and over again, that's since everybody wants to be zochah to get an aliyah, so it's like there's no other option, and therefore that is acceptable. Okay, in Chavtes and Lamed, he deals with other mistakes which come up, and other issues which come up in Tria, these type of things. So we will talk about those Beth Hashem in the next year. As you see, we're going to go through the Siman sporadically, picking out different points to talk about, as opposed to reading everything inside. Most of these halachas are not relevant for the average individual. The more relevant that the fluent should be fluent, the gabbai or the rav should be fluent in those halachas, not every individual. So we don't feel the need to necessarily go through them together with everybody. So if a person would wish to go and do them himself, obviously that's a good idea. Meanwhile, have a good day.